All right, so this deep dive is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You sent us this article about Amazon hitting pause on the rollout of Microsoft 365 because of security concerns.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just feels like a power move.
It does.
You know, like how often do you see one of these tech giants just like straight up call out another one
Yeah, no,
publicly like this?
it's definitely not an everyday thing.
Yeah.
And what I think is interesting here is that
Yeah.
Amazon's chief information security officer, CJ Moses,
Right.
he didn't just make like a quiet
Yeah,
decision
right.
internally. He went out and
Yeah.
said it publicly
Yeah.
that basically Microsoft security wasn't good
Yeah, it
enough.
wasn't up to snuff
Yeah.
for
And
Amazon.
they're talking about like a year delay.
Yeah.
So like, what did they find in their
Wow.
security audit?
So basically what happened was they took their own internal standards
Right.
and applied them to Microsoft 365,
Right.
which
Knowing Amazon, they're probably pretty strict.
Yeah.
And what they found were some pretty serious gaps, particularly in three areas.
Okay, let's break those down.
Yeah.
Hit me with number one.
So first up, inadequate logging.
Okay.
And imagine trying to like solve a crime,
Okay.
but the security footage is super blurry
Right.
and only records like every other hour.
Gotcha.
That's kind of what they found with Microsoft 365's logging.
Wow.
It wasn't really giving them enough detail or real-time tracking,
Okay.
of what users were doing. So
So we can't really
it
tell
made it hard
what's going on.
to figure out, what was going on.
Yeah, and to respond quickly enough.
Yeah, exactly. And
And
it's
to a threat.
especially when you think about all the sensitive data that companies keep in the cloud now.
Yeah, that's kind of terrifying, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's problem number one.
Yep. The second issue was with what they call authentication protocols.
Okay.
You can think of these as like the digital bouncers at the club. They're supposed to be checking IDs at the door, making sure,
Right.
you are who you say you are before they let you in.
So it's not just about seeing what's happening
Yeah.
inside, it's like who's getting in.
Exactly. Who's
Damn it,
getting
in the
in
first place.
the first place? And what they found was that Microsoft 365,
Yeah.
the protocols weren't, consistent and strong enough.
So they might be letting in the wrong people.
Right. It was potentially leaving the door open for
That's a big deal.
unauthorized
Yeah.
access, which is,
Yeah.
a major security risk.
All right, so two strikes against Microsoft. What was the third issue?
The third one was a lack of transparency when it came to security.
Okay.
So, Microsoft 365,
Right.
it's kind of like a bundle of different products all packaged together. And because of this,
Yeah.
Amazon, they couldn't get a clear picture of
Oh, so it's like
the
you're
whole.
buying a house, but each room
Yeah.
is built to a
Yeah.
different standard by a different contractor.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It makes it hard to know.
Like, how do you
Yeah, if
even,
every
like,
part of this system is equally secure.
right. So they were lacking that transparency.
So,
Exactly. It wasn't clear to them how it was
right.
all working together.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's three pretty big security gaps that Amazon found.
Yeah.
I'm curious what the reaction has been
Oh, yeah.
from the rest of the industry.
There's been a lot of buzz.
Because this article mentions that there has been.
Yeah, it's been pretty polarizing.
Yeah.
You've got some experts praising Amazon for, really pushing for better standards. Adam Anomaly, the chief risk and security officer at the General Bank of Canada,
Okay.
even called it a clever move.
Wow. So that's some pretty high praise
Yeah.
coming from somebody like that.
Yeah.
And then there was some pretty harsh criticism
Oh, yeah.
of the logging practices, particularly from Richard Bletch,
Right.
who's the CEO of the SOC Corp.
Yeah, he called it a glaring dereliction of responsibility, which is pretty strong.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
But there's also some skepticism out there, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I
How
mean,
do
a
we
lot of people
gauge?
are like,
Is this just Amazon
yeah.
trying to make Microsoft look bad?
Yeah. Is this just about
To boost their own cloud
you
serving?
trying to get a leg up on AWS?
Yeah, and I think that's a really valid point. Like,
Right.
let's be honest, Amazon benefits if people
Yeah, definitely a
start
benefit.
to question Microsoft and
Yeah.
switch over to them. So
Well,
I think it's important to keep that in mind as we unpack all of this.
yeah. I think it's
Thinking.
important to remember that,
Yeah.
things aren't always so black and white,
Yeah.
and there could be a lot of different motives at play here.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this whole situation so fascinating and controversial, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
So let's keep
Ow.
going. We'll keep digging.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does highlight the importance of thinking critically about things, especially when it comes to something as complex as, you know, cybersecurity.
Yeah.
We can't just take everything at face value, right? We have to consider all the different perspectives and, you know, potential motivations.
Absolutely.
Really dig deep.
So let's zoom out for a sec. Like, even if there are ulterior motives here.
Okay.
Why should the average person care about all of this?
Right.
You know, this is a fight between two tech giants. Like,
yeah.
How does this impact someone who isn't, you know, running a massive corporation like Amazon?
That's a great question. And I think it's important to understand that,
yeah,
you know, this situation could have some ripple effects.
Okay.
That extend far beyond just Amazon and Microsoft.
Uh-huh.
For one thing, you know, Amazon's actions could force all the other vendors
right.
to up their game
okay.
when it comes to security, because nobody wants to be the next one.
Right. They don't want to be publicly shamed.
Called out, right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a rising tide lifts all boats situation.
Right. Even if I don't personally use Microsoft 365,
right.
my security could still improve.
Exactly.
Because of this.
And, you know, another thing this situation really highlights
yeah.
is the power imbalance
okay.
that exists when it comes to demanding better security.
Right.
You know, smaller companies.
Hmm.
They just don't have the same kind of clout as a company like Amazon.
Right. They don't have the weight to throw around.
Exactly. They can't just, you know, dictate terms like that.
So it's kind of a David and Goliath situation.
Yeah, it is in a way.
Or the little guy just gets whatever.
Yeah, they're kind of stuck with yeah. whatever the big players decide.
And they have to hope that it's good enough.
Exactly. And hope that it's enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, this whole thing could actually be a turning point for the industry.
Okay.
Because if a company like Amazon,
yeah,
with all their resources and expertise,
right,
if they're raising concerns,
yeah,
then that should send a pretty powerful message.
It's a wake-up call.
Yeah, it's like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to be taking this more seriously.
Yeah, if Amazon's worried,
yeah,
we should all be at least a little bit worried.
And this kind of brings us to another important takeaway from this whole thing.
Okay.
The importance of transparency.
Okay.
You know, if these companies want to earn our trust,
mm-hmm.
they need to be more open about what they're doing to protect our data.
So no more hiding behind vague marketing language.
Yeah, exactly.
Or generic promises. We need specifics.
Give us the details.
Yeah.
Show us what you're doing.
And this whole situation also highlights the importance of real-time monitoring.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We need systems.
You need to be able to catch these threats.
That can react quickly.
As they're happening.
Yeah, well, not after the damage is already done.
Right. It's not enough to just have, you know, strong defenses.
Yeah.
You got to be able to react quickly when those defenses fail.
So it's not just about having a security guard. It's about having a security guard who's actively patrolling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want somebody who's, you know, constantly looking for trouble.
That's a good way to put it.
Right.
Okay. So we've got transparency.
Yeah.
We've got real-time monitoring. What else?
The third thing is comprehensive security measures.
Okay.
Especially when we're talking about cloud systems.
Right.
It can't just be, you know, securing each individual piece.
Right.
The whole ecosystem needs to be protected.
Because it's all connected.
Right. If there's one weak link.
Yeah.
The whole thing can come crashing down.
Yeah. It's like building a fort.
Exactly.
With, you know, steel walls and then leaving the back gate open.
Yeah. You're just inviting trouble in.
Okay, so we've talked about all these things that need to happen on the company side.
Right.
But let's get practical. What can the average person do to improve their own cybersecurity?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it can feel kind of overwhelming, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
It is?
Yeah.
But there are some simple things that everyone can do. First and foremost, you got to be aware of the risks.
Okay.
Understand how your data is being used, how it's kind of stored.
Yeah.
Be careful about what you share online.
So don't just blindly click, except on every single cookie notice.
Actually, take a minute to read those things.
Yeah.
And understand what you're agreeing to.
Okay. Good advice.
Second, use strong passwords and turn on two-factor authentication whenever you can.
Yeah.
It's like adding an extra layer of protection.
And don't use the same password for everything.
Oh my gosh, please don't do that.
I know, it's so tempting.
I know it is. But it's like using the same key for your house, your car, your office.
Yeah, you're just asking for trouble.
We're giving the keys to the kingdom away.
Okay, what else?
Keep your software up to date.
Ugh, I hate those update notifications.
I know they're annoying.
Yeah.
But they often include important security patches.
Okay.
That can really help protect you.
All right, so I'll try to be more diligent about that.
Please do.
Okay, so be aware of the risks. Yeah.
Strong passwords, update my software,
mm-hmm.
anything else?
Be skeptical.
Okay.
Don't click on suspicious links.
Right.
Don't open attachments from people you don't know.
Right.
You know, phishing scams are getting more and more sophisticated these days.
They are.
So if something seems off,
yeah,
even a little bit,
yeah,
just don't click it.
So if I get an email from a Nigerian prince?
Yeah, probably a good idea to just delete that one.
Yeah. All right. Good advice.
And you know, if you're ever unsure about anything,
yeah,
don't be afraid to reach out to, you know, your IT department,
yeah,
or cybersecurity professional.
Better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
All right. So it feels like cybersecurity is everyone's problem now.
It really is. It's not just an IT issue anymore.
Yeah.
It's a societal issue that affects all of us.
We're all connected.
We are.
We all have to do our part.
Exactly.
Okay, so the challenges are real.
Yeah, they definitely are.
But are there any reasons to be optimistic? You know, I think just the fact that we're having this conversation right now,
yeah,
is a sign of progress.
Okay.
Awareness is growing.
Yeah.
People are starting to demand more from these companies.
That's good.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a ton of innovation happening in the cybersecurity space right now.
Okay.
People are coming up with really cool new tools and techniques.
So it's kind of a cat and mouse game?
It is, but at least the good guys are in the game.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to start to see a shift towards more proactive security measures.
Okay.
You know, instead of just reacting to breaches after they happen.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think collaboration is going to be key here.
Okay.
We need governments,
mm-hmm,
industry leaders, and cybersecurity experts,
nah,
all working together.
To keep us all safe.
Yeah. To make this digital world a safer place for everybody.
It's a big task.
It is.
But hopefully it's something we can achieve,
oh, yeah,
if we all work together. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here today.
We have.
We talked about, you know, what Amazon found,
yep,
how people reacted to it,
mm,
and what it all means for the future.
Right, for all of us.
Yeah.
Businesses, individuals.
We even gave our listeners some practical tips.
Yeah, some things they can do today.
To be more secure.
To protect themselves.
But there's one more thing I want to touch on before we wrap up.
Okay.
The article mentioned that Microsoft is working to fix,
yeah,
the issues that Amazon raised.
They are. They're taking steps to improve their security.
But here's the thing. Even if they do everything perfectly.
Okay.
Even if they become like the gold standard for cybersecurity.
Right.
There's a bigger question that I can't stop thinking about.
I'm all ears.
All right. So who's watching the watchers?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Right. Like, who is holding these companies accountable,
right,
for keeping our data safe?
Yeah. Who's making sure they're doing what they say they're doing?
Exactly. Because we're putting a lot of trust in these companies.
We are.
I mean, we're giving them all of our information.
Everything.
You know, our personal details, our financial records, our health data.
It's a lot of sensitive stuff.
Yeah.
And that's a really important point that I think often gets overlooked.
Yeah.
You know, it raises all sorts of questions about,
yeah,
regulation oversight.
Yeah, who has the power here?
Exactly. And, you know, if Amazon is concerned,
yeah,
about Microsoft security,
right,
what does that say about all the other companies?
Right, the ones who don't have Amazon's resources.
Right, the ones that aren't under the same kind of scrutiny.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
It does.
It really does.
Yeah.
So it feels like we need a whole new way,
I think so,
of thinking about cybersecurity.
Yeah, we can't just leave it up to,
yeah,
individual companies to decide what's good enough.
Right. It's not just a technical problem anymore.
It's a societal problem.
Yeah.
It's about protecting our privacy,
mm-hmm,
our safety, our digital rights.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
So where do we go from here?
Okay.
What are the next steps?
Well, I think, you know, the fact that we're having this conversation,
yeah,
is a good sign.
Okay.
Awareness is growing. People are starting to demand more.
Yeah.
From the companies that hold their data.
So it's not all doom and gloom.
Not at all.
Okay.
There's a lot of exciting innovation happening,
yeah,
in the cybersecurity world.
Okay.
People are working hard to come up with new ways,
mm,
to stay ahead of the bad guys.
So the good guys are fighting the good fight.
They are.
Okay.
And I think we're going to see a shift,
yeah,
towards more proactive security.
Okay.
You know, instead of just waiting for something bad to happen and,
right,
trying to fix it.
Get ahead of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be proactive.
Okay.
And, you know, I think collaboration is going to be key.
Okay.
We need everyone working together.
Yeah.
Governments, industry leaders.
Yeah.
Security experts.
Everyone.
To create a safer digital world.
It's a big job.
It is a big job.
But hopefully we're up to the task.
I think we are.
Okay. Well, this has been an incredibly thought-provoking conversation.
It has been.
I think you've given our listeners
Hopefully.
A lot to think about.
Yeah. And maybe even spark some new ideas.
Yeah.
About how we can all contribute to a more secure future.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive
yes.
has been insightful.
I hope.
And maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Yeah.
Stay informed, stay vigilant, and most importantly, stay curious.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Until next time. So it's like, who's keeping them honest?
Right. It's a big question.
You know, are we just supposed to blindly trust these companies with all our information?
Well, and, you know, especially when you think about it, like,
yeah.
If Amazon is worried about Microsoft,
yeah.
What about all the other companies out there?
Yeah, the smaller ones.
Right, the ones that don't have, you know,
right.
The same level of resources and expertise.
And they don't have Amazon auditing them. Yeah, so it's kind of scary.
It is a little bit, yeah.
So it seems like we need a whole new way of thinking about this.
I think so, too.
Like, it can't just be up to each individual company.
Yeah, I agree.
To decide what's good enough.
We need some kind of, you know,
yeah.
Overarching framework.
Yeah, some standards, some rules.
Exactly, some way to make sure that everyone is playing by the same rules.
And that everyone is taking security seriously.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's about, you know,
yeah.
Protecting people.
Yeah, protecting our privacy.
Exactly, our safety.
Information.
Our rights as digital citizens.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
So where do we go from here?
Well, you know, I think the fact that we're even talking about this
yeah.
is a positive sign.
Okay.
Awareness is growing.
Mm-hmm.
People are starting to ask the tough questions.
That's good.
And they're demanding more from these companies.
So you're saying there's hope?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very optimistic.
Okay.
You know, for one thing, there's so much innovation happening in the cybersecurity space.
Okay, so the good guys are coming up with new ways to fight back.
Exactly. They're constantly developing new tools and techniques.
So it's a constant arms race?
It is a bit of an arms race.
But we're not losing.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
And I think we're also going to see a shift towards a more proactive approach to security.
Okay.
You know, instead of just waiting for something bad to happen and then reacting.
Yeah, so get ahead of the problem.
Exactly. Let's prevent those problems from happening in the first place.
Okay, I like that.
And, you know, one last thing I think is really important
yeah.
is collaboration.
Okay.
We need everyone working together on this.
So governments, industry leaders, security researchers.
Yeah, everyone.
All hands on deck.
We all have a role to play in making the digital world a safer place.
That's a great message.
It is a team effort for sure.
Okay. Well, this has been a fascinating conversation.
Yeah, it has been.
I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about.
I hope so.
And hopefully even inspired them to take action.
Yeah, to be more proactive about their own security.
Exactly, because it's everyone's responsibility.
It really is.
So to our listeners, stay informed. Stay vigilant.
Yes.
And as always, stay curious.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.